produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Great day, everyone. Welcome to Nurture by Natasha Radio. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to be here. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to just search my heart on today, Lord God, and allow others to see the greatness that you have put inside of me, Lord God. Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to speak in a mighty way and to remove Tasha out of the way and have your way in this session, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for every listening ear here, everyone that has shared, everyone that has poured into my life, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you in a mighty, mighty way. And Lord, allow the words that I say to be a beacon of light to someone in their dark places and even in the midst of anything that they may be going through. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Great, amazing day to each and every one of you. I am super delighted to be here with you once again on this grand, amazing day. We are going to be talking about on this amazing month of just the parts of your heart, the types of your heart that you receive when you receive the word from God. And so oftentimes when we think about the heart, we know that it pumps the blood through our body in the physical aspect. But when we're talking about the spiritual aspect, many of us, we don't think with our heart, right? The matters of our heart in the midst of the things that we go through in life, in the physical aspect and receiving the spiritual aspect of the matters of how God can really, really change some of the things that we go through that may have been childhood trauma, some of the things that we go through and just being a woman, some of the things that we go through and just being a man and being a parent, and just so many things that a broken heart from relationship, a broken heart dealing with grief in the midst of others, is so many things that can really taint our heart along this journey. And so we know that this time of year, people talk about, Valentine's Day in some cities and some countries or where you may be. And then in the midst of Heart Health Month and the matters of your heart. And the heart is the heart of your body, the heart of your temple, in the midst to help to keep the blood flowing and all of the things that happens with our heart. And so when we look at Luke chapter 8, verses 5 through 15, Jesus told the multitude of the parables involving seeds. And so in the midst, it's things that are planted down inside of us. It's deep down inside of us, things that we believe, things that, you know, that sometimes we can think with our head and not with our hearts in the midst of the things that is going on in our lives each and every day. And so I want to talk to you about 4 points on today in reference to the matters of the heart. Is that all right with you? I see many of you out there shaking your head. And so Jesus continued to elaborate on the parables to the disciples on what exactly he was talking about from verses 11 of the same chapter. And so listen, I took the time and read the whole chapter of Luke 8, powerful. Luke 8, chapter 8, was just talking about how, you know, him and the disciples went on through the town in the midst of going through. And the lady that had the issue of blood, right? That blood that pumps through your heart. She had the issue of blood. And in the midst of him coming through the town, him talking to everybody, and he knew that this lady had touched him, right? She had some female things that was going on in the midst, and this woman had followed Jesus. She was so happy that he was coming through and coming along. And among them were Mary Magdalene, from whom he had casted out the seven demons, if you remember her in the Bible, and the wife of Chrysa, I believe I'm saying that, Herod's business manager, was there, of Johanna, and different ladies were amongst them. And so in the midst of the parables of the farmer that had the scattered seeds and all of the things, and they went out to plant the seeds. And sometimes we can go out and plant seeds, and many of us, we don't reap the crop that we want to in the midst of planting some seeds that we set out to plant out in the beginning of the year. And some of us, you know, we've been farming for all of our lives in the midst. But when it comes to that spiritual aspect of it, many of us, we're planting the seeds that we want to plant and not the seeds that God have us to plant. And sometimes we have purpose in life, but we just don't know what our purposes are. And so in the midst, we definitely had to not only just cultivate a seed, but the seed that's within us, that he placed within us with the matters of our heart, he knows all about those things. And so in the midst, in order for those seeds to germinate and cultivate in the midst of the things that we go through on a day to day, sometimes we got to stand still in the midst of the things that we go through. Sometimes it'll be where the husband may come in and do some things and just, you know, mess with the matters of our hearts, and we get off course in the midst of the things that God has set us out to do, and the loving things that sometimes as spouses that we just don't feel loved in the midst of some of the things that we go through in marriage. Marriage is not easy, right? So speaking to my marriage folks, and then speaking from a place of with the parents, of the parents, of sometimes children can do some things as well. We have some coworkers or some people that we work alongside of that, you know, just don't suit us well in the midst of falling on those thorny things that's going on and that chokes our heart in the midst of our day, in the midst of our week, in the things. And so sometimes it's hard to produce the crops that you want to produce because it's just so many things that just happening in the midst of adulting, and let alone even the children sometimes go through some things in the midst, even though they may not have the responsibilities of paying bills and doing the things that needs to be done in the midst of doing their chores and other things. Sometimes, you know, you can grow very weary in the midst of like, I'm doing all that I feel that I should be doing, but I've been trying to plant these seeds, and I've been moving in my own will, in the midst of these things. And so in the midst of doing so, along the path, Jesus continued to elaborate the parables of the disciples. From the parable and Jesus' explanations, there are four types of people that hear and receive the word of God today. And so when we look at the different parts of the heart, in the midst, the hard hearts, right? We got those that have hard hearts, you know, that people that can receive the word, but the devil takes it away from them. It could be things that could take them off course. Oftentimes, as I stated, we tell the children to do certain things, or our young adults to, you know, okay, this is what I want you to do. I don't want you to go down the wrong path that I went down. Just want to talk to you for a minute. And sometimes, even as adults, we can sometimes get off course of what it is that we know we want to instill in our children. But just the fact of that you are just angry at the choices that they have made, that, you know, you're super tired. This is not how this day is supposed to go. And sometimes we don't talk with love and care to them as well. And so oftentimes as adults, we have to be that reflection that we see and sometimes go back and apologize, not only just to the children, but sometimes even to our spouses, even sometimes our church members that we fellowship with. And sometimes it doesn't come from a loving place, right? Wouldn't you agree? We've all had those moments, right? Because we're human in the midst. And so these are the seeds that fell along the path. The word says that such seeds are trampled upon. And so in the midst, sometimes we trample over these seeds, and these seeds never begin to go into fruitations because we've been trampled over them with the words that we spoke from our head and not from our heart in a loving place. And so in the midst of some of the things that we speak from our head, it really makes it where it can really dampen someone. It can cause someone to go into a state of depression. It can cause someone to not really see the true beauty that's within them and really mess with their confidence in the midst. And so it's hard to convince a hardened heart person to receive Christ when some of these things has happened and some other things that may have happened to them along the journey. And so they will listen to you speak, but they are too hardened to take your words into consideration. And so in the midst, when we are dealing not only with children, but even with a lot of grown folks nowadays, we see a lot of mental clinics and a lot of people that really need some, you know, physical help from a psychiatrist or from a therapist or someone that can help them because they've dealt with so many things in life of people that stated to them of things that they couldn't be and things they couldn't do and never really have really dealt with the matters of the heart and pouring into good things into them. And so I wanted to come by today and speak to you about the matters of the heart. Some people have so much hardness in their hearts that they can't begin to see the brighter days because they have just so many scars that's on their hearts. And so us as Christians, we have to definitely take the time to pour into those, which is my second point of the rocky grounds that they go and they dealing with from time to time. And so when we talk about the hardened hearts, they get offended for being corrected. And so these are people that have a wall up because they've been offended and been torn down so much that they just don't want to be corrected in the midst. And so they seem like they have accepted it, but they have rejected it in their hearts. And so if you read the book of Proverbs, chapter 12, verses 15, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. And so, you know, they may receive the wisdom that you're giving, but they just so tired of people just doing them so wrong. And so they come from a space that's not so heartly to pour out the love back to you. The lack of spiritual understanding, how will they understand when their hearts aren't open to the knowledge that we've been giving them? And so we have to really be mindful of that in the midst of, you know, dealing with folks that haven't really been raised in church or that really don't know or that maybe just strayed away in the midst of moving, you know, throughout this journey. And so the shallow heart, these are hearts that receive the word but fall into temptations easily. These are the seeds that fell on rocky grounds according to the parable. Although the seeds came up, they lack moisture and hence witherness. And so we have so many out here that, you know, the parents don't tell them that they love them or they don't, you know, they grew up maybe in foster care or the fact that, you know, you come from a good roots. And, you know, just somewhere along the way, you got caught up with the wrong friends. You've been easily persuaded in the midst. You stopped reading your Bible when you grew up, you know, you were always, you know, going to Sunday school and being involved in the church and somewhere along the lanes of life, right? Your heart became shallow in the midst. Maybe some church hurt or maybe the lack of reaping the benefits of the good fruits of the good book. And so these people will receive the word, but take off at the sight of temptation and difficulties. Some of us, we can't deal with difficulties that happen and know how to navigate. We all go through our rocky points in the midst of the things that we deal with on day to day. And listen, that's us as adults too,
right? And so just imagine what children go through as well, what our youth go through in this troubled world of the things that we see in the book of Revelation that is unfolding right before our eyes. I remember having this conversation with a close family member a couple of weeks ago of just like, you know, the things that my grandmother used to preach about, you're seeing it right before your eyes. And so it is very disheartening, but you know, the temptations and the difficulties that a lot of people can't deal with and the pressures of things that, you know, we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis and life just moving so rapidly in the midst. And so the third thing, we want to talk about that thorny heart, right? That thorny heart. These are the people, hearts that receive the word but get choked by the cares of the world. That's deep, right? They are the seeds that fell among the thorns. After a while, they could not withstand the choke. And so some of these people fall into deep depression, maybe from losing someone, maybe from a parent that was just harsh to them, or maybe even someone that talked down to them. And even sometimes it could be ourselves. That could be that thorny thorn, right? Many of us as women, we look in the mirror. We can see a beautiful person when we put on our makeup and put on our finest Sunday best and the things that, you know, we tell ourselves when we're in the midst of others, and it sounds great. So many of us, we do things repetitiously because we've been, you know, raised in the church, and we can recite scriptures, and it's just a repetitive thing that we do because it's just routine. And so in the midst, we just in routine. We're not in relationship, and we're not allowing ourselves to think from our heart or deal with the matters that's going on with our heart. At this point, we're thinking with our heads in the midst of the things that we want to do and the things that, you know, may not really do us well in the serving of being in the aspect and in the light of Christ. It's the things that we want to do, the way that we want to go, the purposes that we feel that we should have, the goals that we feel we should have, the expectations that we want to do in our life. And instead of just saying, Lord, what do you have for me to do along this road, along this path that you have given me, yet another day to get it right? And sometimes in the midst, we put our feet on the floor without even taking a moment before sitting up and doing so of, Lord, I just thank you yet for another day to get it right and to definitely to helping me with the matters of my heart. Cast away the things that happened on yesterday and created me a clean heart in the midst of the things. And so in the midst of withstanding the choke, that's how believers in this category end up in the world again, in the midst of going into their own understanding. Even in the midst of maybe even having a conversation, a disagreement with our children, with our spouse, and maybe sometimes even our pastors, right? Our leaders, our shepherds that are leading. And in the midst of just doing things our own way. And so they are easily distracted by the pleasures of life, right? I don't want to do this. This doesn't sound good. He has or she has put in the way that they see something in me. And maybe it was someone that, you know, God sent your way in a prayer that you prayed about. But you just totally kicked it to the curb. I'm just not going to do this. This is what it is that I'm going to be set out to do today. But listen, my good girlfriend or my good friend over here, you know, they have a big party that's going on and I just need to get over here to this and I'm just going to put the matters of this on the shelf. Right now is not the right time. And so oftentimes we put the matters that we know that we've been praying for and that we've been seeking, we put them on a shelf in the midst. And so remember, the backsliding doesn't happen at once. It starts with the desires that slowly grow into sinful living. The wages of sin is death. And so if you read the book of James, chapter 1, verses 15, then after desire have convinced, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And so, you know, sometimes we got to do a self-analysis and take a step back when we seem like we're just going and going and going and it just seems so frayed in our brain and not really knowing what to do. And just like, I just know I have these tasks that are going on and I gotta be a parent. I gotta be a wife. My friend needs me. And what is it that God needs you to do in the midst of the things that we've done or we need at that present moment for ourselves? And so we have those things. My fourth point is the good heart, right? The noble heart. Many of us, we want to be there for so many people along the way. These believers receive the word and produce fruit after preserving. These seeds fell on good soil. It is good desire that we would all in this category. We all want to be in this category of having a good heart. Many of us, we have those good hearts, right? Many of us, we do. A believer that yields fruit is firm, grounded in the word. And so they care about people, they comfort, they have challenges and situations of the world can never dictate their relationship with God. In the midst, you know, they always have the good deed. I have a great, great friend that, you know, we work together. But I'm grateful that in the midst of us working together, we can be working and he'll stop in his tracks and say, you know what? We didn't pray in the midst of us before we started this activity. And so important to put God at the beginning of your day. It's so important to put God in the middle of your day. It's so important to put him in the midst of the last thing that you do each and every night. Oftentimes we forget to do that. We know that he is there for us. And listen, I'm grateful that he will never leave us as well as never forsake us in the midst. And so in the midst of our relationship with him, never let anything come between, right? Not your mother, not your father, your sister, your brother, your kids. And so these are mature believers in the midst of people that understand that God is in the midst, and we apply him to our lives each and every day, no matter what the circumstances may be. Listen, sometimes this road gets super hard, and many of us, we want to throw in the towel in the midst of the things that we go through on a day to day. And so in the midst, remember your heart could also be hardened when it comes to applying the word of God in your life. It's a lot of things as adults that we don't want to do. It's a lot of things that God may speak to you and you know directly he's speaking with you. And, you know, you just like, God, this is a hard task. I'm not sure if I can do this. I'm not equipped for the journey. But listen, he wouldn't call us to a situation if he didn't know that we were equipped. And oftentimes in the midst of listening to the matters of our heart, not only are we equipped, he sends the help to help you along the way. And so I'm super grateful that even in the midst of sometimes in our stubborn ways and in the midst of the things that we want to do, that he still carries us through in the midst. And so in the midst of being a born again Christian who deliberately ignores some of the parts of the scripture, it's not cool, right? Cast your cares on him and get into the word. Don't pick out the parts that mean you well and leave out the other parts that you just don't want no parts of because you know that it's written in the book. And once we read it, we're accountable for our actions in the midst. And so I'm just going to take out the parts that pertains to me on this giving moment. I'll pick that up a little bit later, right? We don't want to be a shallow heart or the thorny heart in the midst. And so remember that all scriptures is God, brethren, and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16. And so in the midst of reading and going over the different things, listen, we got to get into the matters of the heart. Take a step back and ask God what it is that you have for my heart in the midst of being a heartful servant, in the midst of my marriage, in the midst of what you want me to do, in the midst of raising these kids that you've given to me to be a beacon of light, an example for them, in the midst of being a co-worker, in the midst of being a friend, a sister, and a brother. We all have a point and a time in life to be that piece of the puzzle in someone else's life along the way. The matters of the heart. And so hopefully this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me in the midst of taking the time to read about the matters of the heart. There are four different vessels that goes into our heart. Now heart pumps and pumps the blood through. The heart is very powerful in the midst of all the things that it does in the physical aspect, but also in the spiritual aspect is even greater. Is one thing that even in the midst, no matter how many chambers of the heart that man can get into your arteries and fix them and all of that, I'm so grateful of the man that has the tools to fix it all. In the midst of when the doctors don't know to seem to know what's really going on with the matters of the heart and what the heart really needs. And sometimes it's just a broken heart. Sometimes it's just a heart that's just been damaged. And in the midst, he just wants us to have a relationship with him and to talk with him. He knows all, but sometimes he just wants us to sit and to talk it out with him. And so take some time in the midst and reflect on what it is that you have for me, God. And trust me, he'll show it and he'll reveal it to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in today. And hopefully this has touched you in a way that it has touched me as well in the midst of going over the matters of the heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just pouring into me, to allowing me to remove myself and to just sometimes just be a vessel. Be the vessel that you have set out for me to be. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just fixing and tuning the chambers of my heart, because it hasn't always been a good heart in the midst of the things that it has been through. And so I just thank you, God, right? Because many of us, we can say the same things. Many of us, we hide behind the tears and the things that people don't get to see. And I just thank you, God, for just always being there. Being there and just a comforter. Being there in the midst when I have no words to speak, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is here to just be a vessel here on earth and being a beacon of light. And Lord, just touch every family and every household that is here in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in today. Visit us over on Facebook, over at Nurture by Natasha, as well as on Instagram, over at Nurture by Natasha. Have a great, great, amazing day. And until next time, we're here at Nurture by Natasha, where we help you to cultivate a healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Take care and be blessed.
It's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I open my heart. My hopes and
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.